Welcome to the Relentlessly Awesome Show. How's it going? I'm your host, Jason. On the way, I've got some Black Mountain, Sleigh Bells, Bison, Grimes, Beach Fossils, and many more. So I browsed the web last night and found out Santa Gold lashed out at the Gordy Berry Boys, aka LMFAO. Santa Gold posted on her website this comment: "I watched the music awards show last year and I started crying afterwards. I just felt really sad that people go along with stupid, whack, uncensored. I'm sorry, but LMFAO performed at the Super Bowl. Aren't they a joke band? The type of uncensored word makes me cry. I'm like, really?" And those were words from Santa Gold. I'm on the fence on that comment. I mean, yeah, sure, LMFAO might be part of the mainstream, but hey, they pay their taxes. They're offering a product that's very popular with the public right now. It's not their fault that the public likes that kind of music. I mean, obviously, alternative and indie music is much better than mainstream music, but it's really difficult to find, you know, new artists nowadays, even with technology being so fantastic for that. That's just my opinion. Also, I just wanted to mention that Discorder magazine is out right now. The latest issue is out on stands right now, so check that out. All right, so you're listening to Santa Gold on CITR 101.9 FM, probably the only station that plays it right now.
business. Two zone models. Why deny the state? Two zone models. Why denies us to someone else? Why denies us he was making love to someone else? What?
Out this band at the Waldorf on March 9th.
In the interest of self-preservation.
What's up, everyone? It's the Relentlessly Awesome Show. So, I started the hour with a track from Santigold. The world premiere for Santigold's new track, Disparate Youth, is scheduled for today. So check that one out. I also played an exhausting track called Time's Up by America's Nguzu Nguzu featuring Kingdom. Hey, that's how we roll here. We like to play exhausting tracks. Nguzu Nguzu will be performing at the Waldorf on the 9th. Be there or be squared. I finish things up with Road Game by Kavinsky featuring F-O-O-L, and also a remixed version of, Mary Lou. Oh, sorry, no. School of Seven Bells remix of So Far Away by A Place to Bury Strangers. All right, coming up, a pretty awesome track that I think you might enjoy.
On Friday, March 2nd, UBC will be hosting its first ever Relay for Life. The Canadian Cancer Society's Relay for Life is a 12-hour overnight walk, giving communities the opportunity to celebrate cancer survivors, remember and honor loved ones lost, and fight for a future without cancer. You can expect games, yoga, food, and live entertainment to last the whole night. To learn more about the Relay, or for more information, please visit facebook.com/UBCRelay or the blog at ubcrelay.tumblr.com. That's the Canadian Cancer Society's Relay for Life, Friday, March 2nd at UBC.
Come feel the joie de vivre and chase away the last gray days of winter at the Festival du Bois, March 3rd and 4th at Mackin Park, Mayotteville, in Coquitlam. The Festival du Bois happens every year on the first weekend of March and is a relaxed and unique atmosphere of a village party. Adults can let go to the sounds of folk, Celtic, and world music, and children will delight in entertainment created just for them. Everyone gets a chance to enjoy great original French-Canadian food, and best of all, it's an event for the entire family. For more information, visit the website festivaldubois.ca.
Hello, how's it going, everyone? Welcome back. You're listening to the Relentlessly Awesome Show. I'm your host, Jason. I have a quick question for you. Are you into sports? Or are you interested in what happens around UBC at all? UBC Thunderbirds women's volleyball team will be competing against Queen's University for the CIS Championships starting tomorrow. I will mention the UBC Thunderbirds all the time. All the time. And I notice whenever I say good luck to the UBC Thunderbirds, they'll encounter bad luck. The Thunderbirds' record when I say good luck to the UBC Thunderbirds is 1-4, including a fourth quarter men's basketball loss and a curb stomping by the Calgary Dinos football team. So you know what? I hope you lose, T-Birds. Go Queen's University. The Relentlessly Awesome Show thinks Queen's University is awesome and the T-Birds are you. I played a four-piece band out of Sheffield, England. The song was called Wasting Time by Best Friends. That was followed by a pretty mellow track called Stranger from Dead Mellotron. And finally, I ended things with Mary Lou by Black Mountain. On the way, a band named after an object often associated with Santa Claus. Yeah! Good morning from the University of British Columbia, Vancouver.
UBC Bookstore is having a student appreciation sale March 14th. Their way of saying thanks for all your support this past academic year. There will be snacks, DJs, and karaoke. Oh yeah, and discounts too. 25% off giftware, clothing, and stationery, 10% off computer accessories, and 20% off all general books. Visit the main store from 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. or the solder store from 10 to 5. UBC Bookstore, where your purchases support your UBC campus.
Don't you put it in your mouth.
Don't you put it in your mouth.
Don't you stuff it in your face.
Don't stuff it in your face.
Though it might look good to eat.
Though it might look good to eat.
And it might look good to taste.
And it might look good to taste.
You could get sick.
Ick.
Real quick.
Ick.
Real sick. Real.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Don't put it in your mouth. Put it in your ear.
Ick! Don't you put it in your mouth,
uh-uh.
Till you ask someone you love.
That's right, sis.
If it's okay to eat, if it's okay to eat like a muffin.
How's it going, everyone? What's up? Jason here. So a couple of days ago, I took a science test. I pulled an all-nighter before the test and studied for 15 hours straight. And I have to admit, the test was pretty difficult. It was definitely a legit science test. Well, anyways, the results were in last night. I'm happy to announce that I'm happy with my marks. Now, keep in consideration, I am not a science student. I don't know if my classmates are saying the same things I'm saying. I have to admit, the class average was pretty darn low. 69%? I don't know. Anywho, okie dokie. I played a pair by Brooklyn Sleigh Bells. It was difficult adding this band to my playlist. Sleigh Bells is on fire right now. They're on everything, and it's sickening. I noticed they're not hot enough to be played on any other station other than this one. Actually, I think my show is the only show that plays their music. The first track was called Crush, and the second was called Road to Hell. It will be very interesting to see which road this band will take in the future. Will they go all in and take the top 40 pop route, or will they enter the hardcore realm, or even the rock music realm? Or will they continue doing what they're doing today? Anyways, finally, I played a song called Stressed Elephant, an exhausting track called Stressed Elephant by Vancouver's Bison. Alrighty, that's it for me. On the way, I've got some Grimes and some Beach Fossils. Please stay tuned for more great programming, like the show up next, which is Dunkin' Donuts. And check out my blog. It's citrradio.wordpress.com. I'll add more stuff tonight. Alrighty, see you later. See you next week.
listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
From deep within, you come to me in my dreams, a changing face on the deep abyss. We are all just animals, and we are all just animals. We are all.
How's it going, everyone? Just wanted to let you know that I played for you Grimes. It was a bonus track called Angel, and that was followed by Beach Fossils, and that track was called Shallow, and I ended things with Santa Gold, and that track was called Akira. And right now, I'm playing for you Animals, Alpine's remix of Creep. Alright, so I hope you enjoy it.
Hi, it's Don McKellar, craving some of those Dunkin's Donuts. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.